Dust off your old college literature text, because this week's discovery mixes mystery with the classics. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Though I tend to read a lot of light mysteries and easygoing fiction, the English major in me still adores the classics. And now readers like me can mix the two with author Catherine Boulder Hyde's Crime with the Classics series, beginning with the first installment, Arsenic with Austin. The story travels to the quaint seaside town of Stony Brook, Oregon, with literature professor Emily Cavanaugh following the death of her Aunt Beatrice. Informed that she's been named in her aunt's will, Emily's hoping for some books from Beatrice's fabulous library. Instead, she's inherited most of her aunt's fortune, including her gorgeous estate, Windy Corner. But Emily's also inherited a mystery, because Beatrice's death wasn't an accident. And to complicate matters even more, Emily's joined in her investigation by the man who broke her teenage heart 35 years ago. Now, with its charming coastal setting and its frequent references to classic literature, Arsenic with Austin is about as cozy mysteries can get. It's like a literary retreat and a seaside vacation wrapped up in one light and entertaining mystery. Stony Beach is a quaint little town, with quiet beaches and mom-and-pop shops and tasty hole-in-the-wall diners, where everyone knows everyone else's business. And while most of the supporting characters feel a little flat and a little too obvious, there are some gems here, like Billy Beach, the caretaker who sounds like he walked straight out of a classic novel. And Emily herself is a likable main character, a middle-aged widow who's finally living the fairy tale that she once hoped for as a teenager. She has a newfound fortune, a beautiful home, and a rekindled romance with the love of her young life. And that gives her, and the series, plenty of potential. But is it worth solving crimes with sense and sensibility? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Arsenic with Austin is a promising first installment in a super cozy new series. If you love beachfront getaways, easygoing mysteries, and classic literature, be sure to pick up a copy. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Arsenic with Austin by Catherine Boulder Hyde is 312 lightly literary pages long and is available from Minotaur Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.